Rusty Shannon. I arrest you as an accessory after the fact.
Lieutenant, this man and his brother have an old grudge against me.
Damn right we do. He's a Confederate Ranger that crippled Buddy. Now get your hands up, Shannon.
I don't have a gun on me.
Oh, just the same. Raise them hands. Hi.
Rusty wasn't even here when that fellow came by.
Young man, if you interfere any farther, your youth will not be taken into account. I can have you sent away to a correctional institution where they will work the wild Indian out of you. Or beat it out of you.
The boy's right. Wasn't none of Mr. Rusty's doing.
You, put Shannon's saddle on that bay horse. Mr. Oldham and his brother will take him to town while the rest of us pursue our fugitive.
Rusty!
We don't have a choice, Shanty.
The lieutenant led his soldiers out toward the place where the sergeant had found the tracks leading southward. It would soon be dark, so they would not be able to follow the trail for long.
Good. Now, mount up, Shannon. We got a ways to ride.
Andy, you and Shanty take care of things while I'm gone.
You're liable to be gone a long time. You may never come back.
Ain't nothing to keep them Oldhams from shooting Mr. Rusty in the back. They can claim he tried to get away in the dark.
Andy's belly went tight. He felt that it would be his fault if something happened to Rusty.
Let's catch up and go along. Maybe they won't do him no harm if we're there to witness.
By the time they saddled their horses and started, it was dark. They had set off in the direction the Oldhams had taken.
Andy, not so fast. I can barely see my own hand in front of my face.
Just follow the sound of my horse. We've got to catch up to them. They've already done it. Yeah!
Shannon! Where the hell do you go? Shannon! God damn you!
It's the Oldhams.
Andy, what?
Shh. The Oldhams are around.
Buddy boy, you go that way, I'll go this way. You can't have gotten far.
If he ain't dead already, we'll be soon.
They lost him.
Them Oldhams ain't gonna let him live. We got to find him first.
Quiet. Let's dismount. Leave the horses here.
It's so dark, we could go right past him and not know it.
But we can't wait for the moon to rise. He could bleed to death by then.
They started walking in small circles, Andy tuning his senses to track without sight. He smelled the cool night air, heard the nearby river. Though he could barely see, he knew that the Oldhams were no better off.
You hear something?
I smell a horse nearby. This way. There. That way. Rusty. Rusty, can you hear me?
Andy. Over there.
Andy saw a dark shape on the ground.
If you're dead...
He's still breathing. Mr. Rusty, it's me and Andy.
Rusty. Shanty, his arm's sticky with blood. Took a bullet in his shoulder. From the back, I guess. I'll use my neckerchief to put pressure on it.
Let's turn him over real easy. See if the bullet came out the front. Pass right through. That's not bad, right?
Nothing good about him getting shot, though. Rusty, we have to move you away from here. Think you can ride?
We gotta get him out of here. The Oldhams will loop back soon. I'll get his horse.
But we can't go back to the house. We'll ride to Tom Blessing's. He'll know what to do. Rusty, can you hear me?
I hear.
We'll take you home and get the wagon. Then we'll haul you to Tom Blessing's. Think you can ride if we hold on to you?
Yeah, I'll try.
I got the horse. Let's bring him up and get back quick. Let's go.